This is Move You, Move Me, a Star Wars prequel trilogy, Star Wars original trilogy fanfic, written by Sidaria and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Aayla Secura Ula, with additional tags for Treat, Planet Tatooine, Order 66 Didn't Happen, Jabba's Palace, Pre-Relationship, and was written for Star Wars Rare Pairs 2024. Author's notes. For Dead Cowboy. This pairing surprised me with how much it spoke to me when I saw it in the tag set, and I knew I wanted to write something for them. Dead Cowboy, as I think the only person to request it, this one's for you for giving me a place to start when considering their dynamic. I've bent Ula's personal timeline a little to make this work. Otherwise, it's set some nebulous time between the original trilogy and prequel trilogy, only without the Empire rising slash the Jedi dying. There's something familiar about the new bounty hunter in Jabba's court. The way they move feels so nostalgic. Ula ducks her head whenever they go by, of course. She doesn't want their attention, just like she doesn't want anyone that dangerous to look at her. But once they've passed, she lets her eyes drift up and track them across the cavernous hall. The slight sway to their hips, the twists of their head, the easy swing of their arms. All of it makes Ula think she should know them, but that's crazy. A yank on the chain that holds her to Jabba's throne drags her attention back where it should always be, on the biggest threat in the room. As Jabba orders her to dance, to entertain his court, Ula spins out, careful to not tug the chain too tight, keeps her movements open and flowing rather than seductive. And her eyes drift to that new bounty hunter, to the bulky helmet and swathes of fabric that shroud their head and shoulders. And for just a moment, she imagines them looking back. Then she's twirling away, facing towards Jabba once again, out of ridiculous fantasies of rescue and freedom and something that will never be. Back to the cruelty of the present, and the life that can only end one way, no matter how much she still wishes otherwise. Without quite realizing it, Ula finds her movements shifting. Not to seduction, never to that, unless explicitly ordered, but into the forms she remembers from her childhood, before she found herself in chains. The dances of Ryloth, her mother called them. Her dances. Performed in captivity for her despised master, yes, but danced for herself. For the sake of having something that is hers under the noses of all these people. The twisting spiral of the dance brings Ula closer to the new bounty hunter, to the point that she can see her reflection in their helmet's glass visor. What do they see, Ula wonders, when they look at her? The scared slave? The defiant woman? Another twirl brings her glancing back to Jabba to deliver an almost flirty half-bow, though it grates her soul to offer it to him. And then she can look away, back to the bounty hunter, taking just one step closer into their personal space, close enough for her breath to fog their visor. A deceptively gentle hand grabs hers. A piercing blue light slashes out, leaving shocks of color popping in her eyes like the after images the fireworks let loose when Jabba's party barge sails out into the wastes. Ula stumbles as the weight of her chains diminishes. Might have fallen if not for the bounty hunter holding her up, moving her behind them into the alcove where they stood, planting themselves between her and the rest of the room. From the other side of the room, she can hear Jabba roaring, Bib Fortuna attempting to make sense out of what sounds like chaos, blasters firing, but nothing touches Ula. She stands there, her back to the wall, her hands brushing the bounty hunter's leather coat. Greatly daring, Ula fists her hands in that coat, pressing the knuckles deep enough to press against their back. Her back, Ula thinks, heart racing in her chest. She blinks the last of the light spots from her eyes, shaking her head. All of a sudden, she can see the bounty hunter's back. The blue leku hanging down to frame Ula's hands, the leather wraps that must protect her sensitive cones, the Rushan blue of her lightsaber as it deflects stray blaster bolts. As if sensing her attention, the Twi'lek Jedi turns her head enough to catch Ula's gaze, her left leg brushing across Ula's bare wrists. She winks one warm brown eye. "I've got you," she promises, voice a soft brush barely loud enough to clear the noise of the fight. Over her shoulder, Ula can see other lightsabers, other Jedi, neutralizing Jabba's guards, but her attention is all for the other Twi'lek before her, planted like some hero out of the fairy tales Ula recalls from happier times. She closes her eyes and bows forward, pressing her face to the space between the Jedi's shoulder blades. "Thank you," she whispers. "Thank you." After the fight is over, she will find better words. For now, she holds to the hero she didn't realize she wanted and takes her first free breaths in years. The end. Reader's notes. I love this. I love this so much. I love the concept of the meeting. Fun little side personal note. When I was a very small child, I had a ragdoll and her name was Ularoya. And I don't know the first time I ever saw a Star Wars movie, but I do know that Ula is not actually named on screen. So I don't think that Ularoya's name came inspired by Ula the Dancer in Jabba's Palace, but it is funny 30-odd years later to find connections in places that your brain, you know, small worlding, the small world process of your brain. Thank you very, very much to Sidaria for having blanket permission to Ponfic. Thank you to Dead Cowboy for prompting this fic writing in the first place. I hope you enjoyed it. As of right now, I have not totally decided, but either I'm going to post this podfic as part of a general Fem/February vibes, or as part of the Leading Ladies Podfest 2025. Check out the Leading Ladies Podfest. It is a collection on the Archive of Our Own, full of lady-centric stuff in the same similar vein as the Awesome Ladies Podfic Anthology. So yes, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.